praise and thanks. This we not only want to have sung, but it shall be so. We cannot do otherwise than to speak of that what has been given to us from God by His grace. And for this, we are happy and grateful. Whether the people understand it or not, this is all up to God. But we know, when God takes people and can use them for a testimony to others, then everything else is up to God. Sometimes it just needs to be a testimony, a few words, and already God can use us. When we then open our mouths for the glory of His name and telling a testimony to someone, then God can work. This we experienced, and this we can say. We have heard already a precious word in the word of introduction, and I believe it can be heard in the new covenant, in the book of Revelation, once again so mightily. In Revelation 7, verse 17, there it says, "For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto the living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Oh, how wonderful! Is this not glorious? It must come. It will happen. Every statement which the Almighty spoke must be fulfilled in His time, not when the people want it, not when a pope or somebody wants it, but when God wants it. Then everything must be fulfilled. We have said it so many times. In the Old Testament, it was prophesied of our Lord. In Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms, it was written of Him that He will come, and everybody was waiting, and so many years passed. But then, all of a sudden, the moment was here, and He appeared. And we can say, not as people probably imagined it, not as people thought it, that He should come, but He came as it was written. Only the people, also in those days, they didn't understand the scripture, as also in our days. We see it. How many are reading the scripture? How many have the scripture? We could say all have the scripture. But what good is the scripture for us, beloved, if it is not revealed unto us, if it's not made known to us through the Holy Spirit, if it's not revealed to us? We all know the scripture is not carnal, but it must be understood spiritually. And if the Spirit of God does not help us, then we remain in darkness. And then we can read the word 10 times, and we don't know what to do with it. We don't know what is meant. It is like when a lay person would take a drawing and then wanted to read it, how a house is built. All this is shown on the drawing, but one has to be able to read it. One has to have the understanding for it. Not just reading, but also know what it means. There must be something given. One has to have learned it. The same it is with us. But we know we have a great schoolmaster, the good Holy Spirit. This is the thing, not by a man, but taught by the Holy Spirit. We are so happy and grateful, brothers and sisters, that all this has been given to us by His grace. I, from my side, I don't want to say much, but we all know, to us is given the food that we may partake of it. God has taken care for the food. He has sent His servant and prophet. Who would have thought of it, that it would come that way? But God wanted it this way, and therefore it had to come this way. And therefore we are so grateful for the precious food which was given to us for this time. Without this food, we could not exist, beloved. Just like in those days, Elijah, he received the food by the ravens. God had given the commission. They had to nourish this man. Oh, is God not a wonderful God? In a way which people cannot imagine, He can nourish someone. Who could imagine that He can nourish a man through ravens? But they had to do it because God commanded it. This is the thing. And God proved it in our days. He has taken a man. No schooling, no education, nothing, beloved. But what did he do? God has given him that what he can pass on to the people. Oh, how precious that it has become this way. And we are so grateful to God. Beloved, I will not speak much, but we are always, when Brother Frank is not here, we are emphasizing here the important passages of the sermons and to put it upon the lampstand, what God has given by His grace in our time. And we have found out that some things have been newly revealed unto us. Some have said, in which sermon is this written? I didn't read it yet. I never heard of it. If one reads it here, beloved, and you are in the matter, then some things are becoming great. I had to think about when Brother Frank read from the Seals book yesterday morning, how great did it become to us? And we have read it so many times, and we read over everything. But then, all of a sudden, the light flashes. This is it. We daily have to take our food. That's how it is already in the natural. And what do we take? We almost always eat the same thing, what is offered to us. And this is also for us in these days. The food is given to us. We have no other food. No, we don't need any other. This is enough, which is given to us. Do we all agree? This is the thing. Yes, God has taken care for everything. He has given the food. We have it here. The spoken word is the original seed. Part 2. We have started already on another day. Maybe we should read on here. And I believe most certainly, if our hearts are open, if we have come to receive it, then God will bless us. Do we believe it? Amen. Praise and thanks. Here, Brother Brim says, I start from page 20. Maybe right from the top. I will be criticized by it, he says. Yes, if somebody brings the word of God, beloved, the true men of God were all criticized. And up into these days, up into this time, whoever brings truly the truth, beloved, he will be criticized and will be despised. There's no other way. Brother Brown says, I will be criticized. This is all right, but I will also be blessed. This is the thing. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is also something special for us. If we are criticized or despised because of the word, then we will also be blessed. Oh, such precious words are all this. But this is the truth. It's God's truth. Because He wants it to be said. God wants that it is said. Yes, there's no other way. And I'm trying my best to say it. Yes, we can say it. He has done His best to say it to the people what God has said. A true man of God could only say that what God has said. Just read it in the prophets. Always the men of God only say that what God has told them. Nothing else. They had nothing else to say. But they were in the commission of God. And only then they said something. She tried to please her many lovers. Doing so, she tried to hybrid with her lovers the word of God. So it would not work. So she said, denounce that, and made her own word. Now she claims to be the word herself. But the Protestants should not accuse the Catholics, cause they do the same in the council of their own churches. Whoring. No wonder they are called harlots. That's rough, isn't it? That shook the skin off your back. But that's what it takes to do, to wake you up sometime. Yes, in this sermon, beloved, Brother Branham did not mince his words, but he spoke in a very clear way, because he was commissioned by God to do so. That's exactly what she done. She left Jesus, the word husband, just as they left Samuel then and took Saul. They left the prophet, anointed with a word, and took a king with a scepter. When she finally would have come to the king, the scepter in the millennium, but now she's rejected. He went to the Gentiles for a bride. Is that right? That's how it is written. She left Jesus, the Word, and married another man called the Pope with dogma. Now she hasn't got Jesus, she's got a Pope. The Protestants haven't got Jesus either, they have denominations. Same thing, an image unto the beast. Therefore, she can't give word birth to her children, none of them. She is a harlot herself, the Bible said she was. She had a cup in her hand and was giving out her doctrine to the people, which was an abomination, the filthiness of her fornication. What is a fornication? It's living unclean. And for her doctrine she is giving to the people is the filthiness of her fornication. And the kings of the earth and all was made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Exactly right. Look at them. Boy, they would cut your throat in a minute for that. Not only Catholics, but Protestants. Listen, you Methodists, who killed Joseph Smith? Now crow. Although I don't believe in his doctrine, neither do I believe in yours. That's the reason. Joseph Smith had just as much right to preach his religion here in this nation as you do, but you killed him up here in Illinois, shot him without a cause because he had something a little different. And then you holler about the Catholic Church. Come out of that bunch of nonsense, you Methodists, that's ordained to eternal life. John Wesley would turn over in his grave, acting like that. Sure he will. John Wesley never established no such a church as that. A bunch of Rickies and Elvises did it after John's death. That's right. Not John Wesley. Not them old early Pentecostals ever made such an outcome as this. It's the same group after its death. That's right. Jesus Christ wouldn't establish something like we've got now called Pentecost. Neither would the Holy Ghost. But it's something you got here instead. But the Holy Ghost is something they can't kill now. It's going to take a bride anyhow. Amen. This is something wonderful. Yes. Going to take one anyhow. He said he would. He predestinated her. Yes. We have heard of it last night. There will be a true word bride. Oh, this is wonderful. They left Jesus, her word husband, to marry a pope, so she can't give birth, spiritual birth. She can give denominational birth now, but she can't give spiritual birth because she is a harlot. The only thing she can give is denominational life and a lot of ballyhoo. The Catholic Church itself is made upon a few superstitions of Christianity and a bunch of Romanism. And the Pentecostal Church is just as bad. A bunch of jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and things like that. And when it comes down, enough temper to fight a bus saw and turn you out of the congregation. Yes, is this well said? I don't think it can be said more clearly. Dear brothers and sisters, may God give grace that it's not like this in us, that we, if we have received the Spirit of God, that we have the spirit of meekness, of humbleness and love, but not of malice and of manslaughter. Whoever has this kind of spirit in him is on the same level with them whom Brother Branham listed here. That's the thing. We don't want to judge here anyone, but we examine ourselves, whether it's right with us, beloved, whether we are full of love or whether we are still full of malice. Yes, here Brother Branham says, when it comes down, they have spoken in tongues, they are shouting, jumping, but when it comes down, they get so angry. How is it with you and with me? This we have to ask ourselves, because one can very quickly say something and say, Brother Branham said this and this about these people. But we have to ask ourselves how it is with us. Otherwise, beloved, we can become judges over others. But how is it with us? But I believe God has given us grace, or not? He has given grace. Oh, may this anger be taken out from all of us. They have so much temper to fight a buzzsaw and turn you out of their congregation. Even if God come in there and raised the dead, if you didn't agree with them, they would run you out if you don't belong to their organization. That's the thing. It was the same in the days of our Lord. He raised the dead. He healed the cripples. But it didn't agree with their organization. In those days, with the scribes and Pharisees, he didn't agree with them. Therefore, they rejected him. They didn't want to have him. The same is in our days. Everything is repeating, dear brothers and sisters. Can we see it? I believe we can. God opened our eyes. We are so grateful for it. We are coming back now to this mother harlot. She claims to have the power to forgive sins. But you are not judged by your claims. You are not known by your claims. You are known by your works. How should she forgive sin? Look at her. Jesus did it. But he could say, show me where I disbelieve the word. Then you can condemn me. She claims to have the power to forgive sins. But that comes only by the word. Amen. That's the thing. One cannot forgive sins and disbelieve the word. That's impossible. It's impossible. But they do it. That's how Brother Brown says it. Only God can forgive sins. Is that right? Didn't those Pharisees say that? What was the matter with these blind bunch of hypocrites? They didn't see that the Word was standing before them. He is the Word. Glory to God. He is the Word. That's the reason he could forgive sins. He was God. He was the Word manifested. Now, the Catholic Church says Jesus gave them power. He did. He has given power to the church. That's right. We believe that. All her daughters are harlots. All her daughters, her denominational daughters, are harlots. Brother Branham, that's a hard word. It ain't my word. That's his word. Exactly. It's not mine. It's his. Oh, how wonderful. You say, how are they? How did they become harlots? Well, they are good people, so and so. I don't say a thing about that. I'm not saying what they are. I ain't saying the Catholic is not a good people. They are as good as anybody. They are human beings like we are. But when it comes to that old church, she is wrong. The Protestant is just as good. The Methodist is good as the Baptist or Pentecostals or anybody else. They are all the same. But the thing of it is, how then can she be a harlot? Why? Give her the word test. That's how you know it. That's the only way. then we can know it. Try her on the word once and see what she says. Oh, of course, we are taught in the seminary that in those days it was like this. But that was back in the days of the apostles. That was only for the apostles. You so-called Church of Christ, speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where it is silent. Well, I would like to hear you do some speaking now. No, you shut up. God's word shuts everything up, brother. No man can brag. That's right. All her daughters are harlots. How? By the same as their mommy, committing the spiritual fornication against the word. That's how the Catholic Church became a whore. That's how her daughters become harlots. Same thing, spiritual fornication against the word. She and her daughters has a whoring womb. Only death can come from them. God can't bring life through death. And anything that's born dead is not alive. Like Job said, can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No, not one. Right. How can she give birth herself when she is dead herself? How can she be a virgin when she is a whore? See, there you are. That's the whole thing. Now we are going to hit something real rich, full of vitamins, from Genesis to Revelation. Notice, she and her daughters has a whore's womb. Only death can come from them. If you want to join the organization and think you are all right, you see where you landed? You are landed right in the midst of death. Yes, that's exactly right. If you can't see that now, you are spiritually blind. Oh, I believe God has given us grace that we can see it spiritually, that we are not blind. Now let's go back now and pick up again and come down for something. You remember what last Sunday's service was about? The gate to the soul. You remember? Now, there is a womb of the physical and there is a womb for the spirit. Do you believe that? There is a spiritual womb and a physical womb. And the mind is the womb to the spirit. Now remember, I told you last Sunday and drew it out here for you. There are five senses that enters this seed from the outside. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And there are five on the inside. For instance, conscience, and so forth. Now, on the life side, there's only one. And that's on the basis of free moral agency to accept or to reject it. That's the thing. How clear it is said here. That's how spiritual adultery is committed. When you, knowing better by the word of God, by the intercourse of the mind, take in a lie of the devil against the word of God. That's exactly what Eve done with a spiritual intercourse, first that come by believing Satan's lie into the womb of her mind. That polluted her soul, set death in the soul. Only then the natural act has taken place. And that's the only way that a woman ever can commit adultery against her husband, is to first let some man talk her into it and then receive another man that's not her husband. then she's committed adultery. And when the bride of Jesus Christ lets man-made creeds and dogmas take the place of the Word of God, she is committing adultery. That's the example given here. Yes. Did not Jesus say, whosoever looketh upon a woman has committed adultery with her already in his heart? Looketh upon a wife to lust after her has committed adultery with her already. Why? Because he let it come into his mind. That's the womb that starts the things moving. The word was sowed first, then Satan came in. Someday I will bring the life into the earth and replenish the earth. What Eve failed to do, Mary did. She took the word. Eve received Satan's lie. Mary received God's word. And Mary's seed replenishes the earth again through the word. And then the millennium can start. Through her goes forth the word. And the word is planted into every predestinated heart, and the Spirit comes down and waters it, and they cannot die. I will raise them up again on the last day. Oh, brother, sister, that's a reality. Yes. What is it? The mind is the womb for the Spirit. For what? To receive or to reject. That's how they commit adultery, by letting a devilish spirit put something into them what is against the Word of God. That's how they commit adultery. Listen to this. Eve received a wrong word seed, the lie of Satan, which was against Jehovah's Word. The result was death. Yes. Now we'll get off of this subject in a few minutes, but I want to get it pounded out real good before I have to stop. I'm going to skip a page here. Now look what Eve did. What did she do? She received the wrong seed. How did she do it? By believing Satan's lie. How many say that's right? Sure, it's right. She received Satan's lie. And what did she bring forth by doing it? Satan said, you know, this is glorious. This is a wonderful thing. Do you know you were made for that? Why you were actually made for this purpose? Oh, was I? Oh, it's pleasant to the eye. It's good. You should try it. But the Lord God said that we may not do it. Not yet. We may not do it. No, no. But you know, if we will do it, we will die. You surely won't die. That slick-tongued devil, he ain't got hooves and forked tail, no, like they'd tried to make you believe. No, he's a slicker behind the pulpit, that's right. Or some little Ricky with his hair combed down like a duck, sitting on his back out there to harm some mother's daughter. That's the guy come around with a cute behavior. Oh, I rather let that go. Now it's about the womb. Eve received the wrong seed word. Now listen real close now. We are going to drive this right down, if the Lord willing. That's exactly what Satan would have tried to say when the word came to Mary. But she shook him away. She asked, how can this be? The answer was, The Holy Ghost will overshadow you. It's the word of God. She answered, Be it unto me according to thy word. That brought the life. There you are. Do you know what Satan said? They will all laugh at you. But that little rosy-cheeked girl didn't pay any attention to that. Right up in Judea she went. You know, I'm going to have a baby, before she felt anything, because the word had already been said there. That was all. She didn't have to go through the prayer line a second time. She believed it. She didn't have any sign of life yet. No sign of pregnancy. She felt nothing. Everything had been just like it was. But she went, telling everybody, I'm going to have a baby. Why? Because God said so. What was it? The royal seed of Abraham. Going to have a baby, Abraham. By that woman, God said so. Well, you told me that 25 years ago. I know, but God said so. That's it. There you are. That's the same thing. That's right. God can speak whenever he wants. He can let 100 years pass. Abraham had to wait 25 years. But what God has said was yes and amen. The moment came. Time and again, brothers and sisters, we see that God's word was fulfilled up into our days. But God said so. God said so. You know, when I get baptized in this way, God said so. That's what matters. That's it. That's the virgin. There she is. She not only receives what concerns baptism, but anything else, all the rest of the word. Amen. That's the truth. Not just something. This they all do, whatever fits to them. But the true bride receives every word, what God has spoken. Praise and thanks. Oh, how wonderful. With Eve, both happened. Physical and spiritual. I told you this morning, sisters, I asked you to forgive me so I can mention that. Any time that a woman takes the wrong step, I'm talking about Christ and the bride now. But any time a woman takes a wrong step, she has to first receive it in her mind. That's how it is. Some slicker has to persuade her, and she listens to it against her better judgment. Only then the act is committed. In the same way, Satan hit Eve's mind, and in the womb of her mind, she doubted God's word. Only then came the actual act. And the only way that we can ever be born again is first in the womb of the mind receive the word. Yes, this is very important and necessary that we receive the word into the womb of the mind. And then the Spirit comes on top of that and brings it to life. There you are. That's the real gospel teaching. Brother, I believe if Paul was standing here today, he would teach the same thing I do in this hour. What was the results with her? Physical and spiritual death. What is the results of those who accept the other word, which brings them into this frolic today that they got both physical and spiritual death? Both body and spirit shall be annihilated, be no more. That's exactly right. Mary's womb, her physical mind, was a virgin womb. Why? She believed God's word. No matter how much anybody criticized, how many things somebody else said, That didn't have one thing to do with it. She believed God's word regardless. Amen. And I believe this we also want. We want to believe God's word, even if others laugh at us or mock us, criticizing us. We want to believe God's word and remain with it until the end. For we know only the end will be crowned, not the beginning. I wished I could just get that over. Do you get it? First was her mind. Before the act ever taken place in her literal womb, the act had to take place in here first, to let the Spirit come in to do the rest of the work. Before the actual spiritual birth can take place, the word has to find itself through your mind. You have to believe it. He that heareth my words and believe on him who sent me has eternal life and shall never come to judgment. He hasn't go through the tribulation period, but has passed from death unto life. That's it. And we can only say amen to it. Yes, these are wonderful words. I hope you are not bored. Perhaps you say, we have read this sermon already. But it's God's word. We read the Bible so often, and every morning it's new to us, and always precious. And also these sermons, which are left to us. Praise and thanks. Maybe we read still a few passages, and then we'll pray. It says, how you know it? You know what you are going to be called from this on. You are going to be called, I don't care what I'm called. That has nothing about it. Be it unto me according to the word of the Lord. Oh, could everybody say that today? If the people could really, from your heart, all of us could say, be it unto me according to thy word, Lord, and would really mean it, the one or the other, all who really are predestinated, they will understand what it really means. Brother, then you are going to see the sparks flying right then, when you really experience what will come as soon as that irrigation begins to fall on that word. When you really received it in you, what was it? A virgin mind, a virgin womb for the baby. What was the result? Eternal life. Eve was a good woman. She was a virgin. But she let the doubt come in by the word, a devil's lie. What did he do? Brought her into contact in the wrong way. What was her child? Death. Mary had a virgin mind, a virgin womb. When the devil tried to tempt her, after the angel came to her and said, you are going to have a baby. Then Satan said, you better inquire about that. The angel said, it's an act of God. And no doubt, she thought of Isaiah 9, verse 6. She said, behold the handmaid of the Lord. What was the result? A virgin birth. The only word was in her, and she brought forth eternal life. Praise and thanks. Jehovah's bride mixed. She received a mixed seed. What did you say now, Brother Branham? This morning you said that Jehovah's bride committed adultery. I won't leave it out. Now let's watch real close now. We got just about another hour, I guess. I've got still some over here. Some things I will have to skip here. Other things I will then start reading just in a few minutes. I will read it just as fast as I can. Now another hour I believe we will be out, if you will just bear with me and pray with me. Yes, we could say, Brother Branham repeats himself so often, but was it not the will of God that he has used such a man, and he had to repeat it so many times that it could enter the hearts of the people? It had to be this way. God does what he likes. In the eyes of the wise men, it was probably foolishness, and they might have said, "Oh, what does he say here? He repeats himself." But God does what he likes, and for this we are so glad. Yes, he repeated himself a few times. I hope we are not bored. Why did Jehovah's bride ever do wrong? Jehovah sent down to his bride in Egypt. He promised Abraham that his bride, the seed, would sojourn in Egypt for 400 years. The time came for the word to be fulfilled. Are we in the time for the word to be fulfilled? In the time for deliverance, of taking out? How did they get the word? Did they form an organization? A bunch of men get together and priests and say, "Now, brethren, we will have a vote here, that we are going to have an organization called the Pharisees, and through that God is going to work?" God never did a thing like that. What did he send them? A prophet. That's the thing. A prophet. The word of the Lord came to the prophet, raised him right up among them, a prophet, and anointed him and vindicated him right in the midst of all the other devils with miracles and so forth, because Moses stayed with the word. He has led the people out, a mixed multitude went with him. When they were near the promised land, before they got there, his precious bride committed adultery with Moab. Don't tell me that she didn't do it. How did she do it? That a lying prophet against the word of God came on the scene, who had all the signs and all ritualistic. He was just as spiritual as Moses. See? Listen close now. Here sit Israel in a camp. It was not a denomination. That's right. What was with them? They had an anointed prophet in their midst. The pillar of fire accompanied them. A rock that water came out of, they had with them. They were doing all right. And what? They had 7 altars. That's perfect. And on them altars went 7 clean animals, rams, and a ram represented the coming of Christ. What did Moab do? Sent Balaam there, who also built 7 altars, just exactly like they had. Don't say they were not fundamental. You should know better what you are talking about. Jesus said, "If it were possible, even the elect would be deceived." It's the spiritual revelation what matters. If you catch the word, then you see the word made manifest. Look, here there was up there, and there was Moab. No doubt, Balaam was a bishop, a great man. Sure, he built 7 altars, and he sacrificed 7 rams on them, speaking that he believed that there was a coming Messiah. Brother, if it's come to fundamentalism, then God had to recognize both of them. Cain built an altar to the Lord. Satan's son built an altar to the Lord. He built the same kind of an altar than Abel built. They both worshipped. They both went to church. They both paid their dues. They both obligated. They got down and worshipped the same God, and one was received and the other one lost. How did it come? Yes, this is a serious saying. Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." The Catholic Church says, "The rock upon which the church was built is Peter. The Catholic Church says that Peter is buried there. That's a lie. As far as I know, the Bible said he was over here in Jerusalem, while they say he's buried in Rome. He was never there, but they say he was. History reports that Paul was there, and they say also Peter was buried there. Even it would be so, what difference does that make? That wasn't what Jesus was talking about. See how they even got the material things mixed up. The Protestants say that Jesus said that he was that rock. No, he never said it. He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you." He confessed, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." Not flesh and blood revealed it to him. He didn't learn it in a seminary. Not a denomination teach that to you. But my Father who is in heaven, he revealed it to you. And upon this rock, the spiritual revealed truth of God's word, I will build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail against it. This is the wonderful. Yes. Oh, how precious. I think we could all jubilate. We could thank God, because God was merciful to us and opened our understanding. Then we can be glad about every word. Moab did the same thing. Come down there, and he taught the children of Israel, said, "Looky here, friends," the same the Pentecostals did. "Now looky here, aren't we all the same? Don't we believe the same God? We are all the same," they say. The children of Moab were the descendants of Lot's daughter. The whole bunch escaped down there. Still a hair in the biscuit, see? They was up there and said, "See, we are all the same." How many knows that that was Lot's children? Sure, from their own daddy, adultery, and said, "Now we are all the same. You Methodists, you Baptists, Presbyterians, why sure, we want some of your oil. We are all the same." And what did they do? They married among them. And that's what Pentecost did to the Protestants. They married into the World Council of Churches after she denominated herself. Just exactly like Israel was. They were put away for both spiritual and literal fornication. God refused her from then on. Even those children which become Samaritans was cursed. That right? Sure. Jehovah put her away. Christ's bride did the same, mixed her denominational seed and put Christ, her espoused husband, away. And you dry-washed bunch of Pentecostals, what's the matter with you? Revelation, the 3rd chapter and the 20th verse, we find in prophecy Jesus Christ outside of his own church in this Laodicean age, knocking on the door, trying to get back. The most pathetic picture in the Bible. What did she do? She took on whoredom. When Jesus comes, what's he knocking for? Jesus come back to receive his bride. And when he come to knock at the door, he was fastened out. And it says, you can't come in here and hold a revival. Let me first see your ordination papers. This they say to a man filled with the Spirit of God, who brings the real, true Word of God, and through whose ministry the Word of God was manifest. Not one thing you can say against him, immorality or anything, Who can accuse him of it? Come to a denomination. Why, he ain't oneness. He ain't assembly. He's Trinity. He ain't Trinity. He's assembly. You poor bunch of illegitimates. Shame on you. God on the outside. But what did John say? That last messenger down there before his coming. He is able of these stones to raise children to Abraham. Don't you come saying, we belong to this, we belong to that. God can raise children to Abraham from these stones. Let us go on now. Oh, how I love this. But the bride of Christ mixed her seed just like the bride of Adam and all the rest and put Christ out for her denomination. She sure did it. She refused God, her to be husband, like Eve did, accepted Satan's death lie. As a result, weeds came forth. A dead, formal church has been born from her. Now you say, you lie. How is it with your Pentecostals? You are more formal than the Baptists are. You know what? It looks like a bad picture right now, don't it? But what did Joel say? I will restore, saith the Lord. This Laodicean age, in which the Lord knocks at the door and tries to come back in, is the saddest picture which exists in the Bible. Adam found his wife pregnated with the seed of death because she believed the lie of Satan. Joseph found his wife pregnated with the seed of God, for she received the word. What is it all about? What I'm trying to say, I ask you people who listen via the transmission, you outside in the cars, and you here in the tabernacle. Do you see now why I have stayed here and tried to expose this? It's not that I got anything against the men and the women. I haven't one thing against them. But I just can't go on that same ground. I just can't do it because it is wrong. I think on a scripture which I want to still mention. When Jesus was tempted, Satan said to him, I will give you all the kingdoms of the earth, for they are mine. First, he came to him with the same thing as with Eve, when it was about turning the stones into bread that he should eat. When you will fall down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms. You only need to join our group. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of the mouth of God. Amen. Yes, this is so wonderful. What is it? Some of you preachers now are too scared to take your stand. You are afraid that they won't even let you come into the organization. What else you going to do then? They would kick you out. I feel sorry for you. First thing, for your weakness. That's right. Where's your faith in God? They told me the same thing. Sure, I worked 17 years till God got me out and built me around this. And then I thought, now Satan, you come now. See where it's at. When you really realize that God has revealed to you the truth of the thing, there is nothing in the world that is going to defeat you in it. That's all. You are absolutely undefeatable. Not you, but God that's in you. Nor was Christ as a human being, but the Word. that was in him, nor was it with Mary, but the Word that was born from her. Now, from what shall man live by? Not by his meal ticket, but by the Word of God. Not by an organization that furnish you a place. Well, let me show you your credentials. Are you of a good reputation? We have to check this out. Yes, you stand in the rank about 100%. Well, we can receive you for a few days for a revival and try you out and see what you will do. Oh my! How can God ever work in a bunch like that? Twice dead, plucked up by the roots, rooted out, and everything else. There's another one. God bless you. Hear me. I can't believe nothing but God's word. I want it to be my life, everything that I am. I want you to do the same. Let your walks, your talks, your moves, everything you do, be in the Word of God. Let the mind of Christ come into you, and that will impregnate you with the Word. If you let the mind of the denomination come in, you will be denominational pregnated. If you let the mind of Christ come into you, he can't deny his own word, cause he's God. You be pregnated with the word and believe it. I don't care if they put you out, kick you out, run you out, and every door is closed. You will go just the same. Amen. I got to hurry now. Maybe up to here. The time is far spent. But I believe it's something wonderful when we can hear the Word of God, when we can take it to heart. We don't say it was only for those in Jeffersonville where it was preached in 1962, in March, 18th of March. But it is for our days, for this time in which we arrived. And we say over and again, did God not know what to say through his servant? He knew what he wanted to be made known. He knew what he has to say. God knew what will come. Brothers and sisters, we arrived in this time. Everything goes into the World Council of Churches. All have to go back there, as it is written, because it's written in the Bible. There is no other way. We are not angry with anyone, no, but we see what God's word tells us. It's the absolute truth. The words of men will pass away, but everything must come this way. They all have to go into it, because the Bible says they must be bundled. And on the other side again is the bride of the Lord. She must be ready for the rapture. Praise and thanks be to our God. Now, brothers and sisters, this morning we want to give the opportunity. Maybe there are some brothers who want to give glory and thanks to the Lord for his precious and holy word. God has spoken in a mighty way to us. Have we not all been blessed also today through the word? Is it not wonderful? We are blessed, and for this we want to thank him now. Let us stand up for it. We come together to you, Lord. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You, the true God from eternity to eternity, you are also present this morning. We glorify your grace. We praise your wonderful name. We thank you for your unmistakable and holy word which you have given in our days, Lord. My God, you truly have kept your word. You have sent your prophet. You made your word alive and put it upon the lampstand. You confirmed it through signs and wonders. Through your mighty deeds, you proved yourself as the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we worship you from the bottom of our hearts. We praise you, for you are worthy to be praised and honored, that one worships you, for you are the true God, the faithful God. Besides you, there is no other. We are so happy and we praise you. All your people, all who are gathered, they praise you and they worship you. Lord, we pray, bless our brothers, bless our sisters, bless all who have come and also who could not come. My God, to your name be the glory, to your name be the praise and the worship. Hallelujah. Praise and thanks for your precious word, for the clear speaking. My God, you have set forth everything so clear through your servant and prophet. We worship you, faithful God. May there be not one amongst us who could say, I don't believe it. My God, may we all be full of faith and full of love. Help us, Lord. We cannot do anything from ourselves, but you can do all things. We believe you will manifest yourself in a mighty way. We worship your wonderful name. Glory, praise and thanks be unto you, the Lamb, from eternity to eternity. Holy is the Lord. Praise be to your name. We worship you. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Receive the praise and thanks and the worship. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us sing this chorus together. We'll give the glory to Jesus. Beloved, who else could we honor as the only one, the true one, the faithful God? To him belongs all the glory and the praise. If we don't do it as his people, who shall do it? If we don't open ourselves, who shall open? We who we have heard the truth and still may hear it. If we are not thankful, who shall it be? Then the word has nothing to say to us. But I believe that the word has much to say to us. And for this we are so grateful and so happy. Hallelujah. Let us sing together, Thou art worthy. A song is like a prayer. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. O Lord, to receive praise, honor, glory, and worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive praise, honor, glory, and worship. Amen. Praise and thanks be to our God. We know the truth of God is marching on. The word must accomplish for what it was sent for, in all peoples, tongues and nations. Is it not wonderful, oh brothers and sisters? Years back, who would have had such a meeting with so many nations, from all peoples and tongues? It didn't exist. What is it? It's the end time, brothers. God calls His own out, no matter what language we are. But don't you worry, very soon we will speak one language. When we are with our Lord, there's only one language, the heavenly language. How this will be, we cannot even imagine. But with God, all things are possible. Praise and thanks be to His name. Amen.